When students are aware of their emotions, they are better able to regulate them. They can learn how to manage stress and control their impulses. They are also better able to motivate themselves and work towards their personal and academic goals.
Self-management is not just understanding who you are, but what are you doing with that information? How do you behave? How do you use that information to achieve goals, to work hard towards things? How do you manage your feelings? So we talked about understanding your feelings and self-awareness, but what you do with that anger is about self-management. How do you turn your self-awareness and your feelings and your emotions into positive actions so that you can have agency and advocacy for what you believe? These are all part of self-management and critically important for not just school, but work and life itself.
As adults, as teachers, as parents, we're responsible for helping kids by creating a regulating environment. So for example, in a classroom, it's really important to think about your environment and how you're helping kids regulate. So if you have a chaotic classroom and there's always tons of noise and maybe you have stuff all over the walls and you're not really organized yourself, that might be chaotic to kids. When you walk into your own classroom, do you feel calm? Do you feel regulated? Do your kids come into that classroom feeling safe? Because that's number one. We have so many kids with trauma, and they're coming from homes that we can't even imagine what they're going through, and they walk into a classroom already completely feeling dysregulated. So something as simple as greeting each student at the door, smiling, using their name, that helps calm and regulate kids. We know there's a lot more kids with challenging behaviors. So let's give them an appropriate way to regulate themselves. They know at any time they can go to the safe corner, sit in the beanbag, take deep breaths, and usually we can have visuals there to remind them.
So self-management, I think about, you know, stop, think, act. With elementary children, it's very easy because they're often engaged in that play, whether it's at recess or through games. It's easy to have those conversations because of, you know, conflicts that they have that we think are very minute, but for them are really great. With middle schoolers, I think through scenarios, going through skits and going through scenarios and really giving them real life examples versus having a fight or argument, what's the best way to address your conflict? What's the best way to communicate how you feel? That's an adult skill that you'll need for life, and I think we have to stop and really point out to kids, hey, this is not okay, there's a better way, or really allow them to manage the problem for themselves and just be there as a facilitator to guide that process.
I'm feeling really frustrated at Johnny again because he took my truck. Well, I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm not going to grab him back, or I'm not going to punch him because that's the wrong thing to do. So for little ones, it's teaching them that they have the control to take a breath, to take a moment, and think about what they're going to do.
When we're talking about teaching self-management and how kids can practice that, we're really helping kids think through ways to stay focused and to stay engaged and persevere. So maybe during a math lesson, we're providing opportunities for them to work through multi-step problems and think through multiple solutions to those problems. We also may be asking students to think about how to control their impulses to shout out answers, really by giving them some norms and routines for how they can get their voice heard. We also want to encourage students to have their voice heard in positive ways. Having them at the table and having them feel heard gives them a better sense of who they are and how they can use their voice in positive ways. So we really believe elevating youth voice is an important part of helping students develop positive self-management and contributing to the greater good of the school.